From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Texas may be known for oil, but it's also the nation's largest producer of wind energy. And while renewable energy is generally a good thing to most people, it's not great for bats. Those towering wind turbines that harness the wind's power kill a lot of bats every year. But research in Fort Worth aims to help bats and turbines coexist. Now, you know the scene. You're driving out in the countryside and you see a wind farm out in the distance, filled with soaring white turbines, their blades slowly spinning, turning air into energy. TCU biologist Amanda Hale says those blades only look like they're lazily twirling along. The tip of a 120-foot turbine blade is moving fast, creating a kill zone.
So those blade tips at wind speeds at which bats would be flying are well over 150, 200 miles an hour. And so as they're echolocating and they're flying, there's nothing there, and then bam, the blade comes and kills them.
Hale is leading a team trying to find ways to keep bats from being killed by turbines. Now, bats may give you the creeps, let's be honest. These winged mammals have gotten a bad rap, you know, Dracula and all that. Still, Hale says they play a big role in the ecosystem. For one, the same agricultural pests that farmers battle are dinner for bats.
They also are good at keeping down mosquito populations, and so having bats in our community is probably a really good thing.
Exactly how many bats fall victim to wind turbines is a mystery, Hale says. Maybe 500,000 every year in the U.S., maybe more. Researchers just don't know, but more wind turbines are being built every year, and so the risk is growing.
I think the consensus is we know it's a problem, but we don't know how much of a problem. And that's why there's such a push right now for technologies to reduce fatality while we figure out how many bats there are.
To create those technologies, though, you have to understand why bats are drawn to turbines. And migratory bats are notoriously hard to study. One theory is that they think they're trees. Another idea, the light-colored surfaces attract bugs, which makes wind farms attractive to hungry bats. Hale's intervention comes from watching the way bats interact with the turbines. Essentially, she thinks bats are confusing the smooth surface of the turbine for water.
These migrating bats are in unknown territory. They come into this tower for whatever brings them there, and now their echolocation information is telling them it's water. We think they'll stay in that risk zone, that rotor swept zone, longer than they would otherwise.
Hale's team is testing that theory. They capture neighborhood bats and put them in a huge mesh enclosed area inside of a retrofitted white barn tucked away in the corner of TCU's campus in Fort Worth. The building looks more like a warehouse than a cutting-edge bat research facility, but that's what it is. At night, the team uses high-speed cameras to see how their bats interact with different surfaces.
The evidence is accumulating that how they're approaching these smooth surfaces is not different from how they're approaching water, and they're coming across, and then it's not water, and then sometimes they get a little confused and they seem to do sort of a belly bounce on the surface. But it looks like they are certainly touching the surface with their face.
Hale's idea is really pretty simple. Put a textured coating on the surface that'll make the turbine less attractive to the bats. She shows me a prototype.
Can I just touch it?
Yeah, absolutely. I scratch it.
So it's tough stuff. It's not like sandpaper or something.
No, it's not like sandpaper. And so what we're going for is we want something that bats show little interest in, but that also could last the life of a turbine. And so right now, when you're seeing these big utility scale facilities built, is those turbines have an anticipated lifespan of 20 to 30 years.
Hale's research will get its biggest test next summer at a wind farm near the Oklahoma border. Her team will apply the textured surface to some of the turbines and leave the others smooth. Then they'll see if texture-treated turbines mean more bats live to fly another day. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.